Here's today's Bible principle with Dr. Gene Getz.
God's plan of redemption began to be revealed in a dramatic way when God chose Abraham out of flagrant idolatry and immorality and granted him salvation, not because of any works he had done, but because Abraham believed God and God counted it to him as righteousness. God then made it clear that he has provided a way of salvation through Abraham's seed, the Lord Jesus Christ. God then proceeded to fulfill this plan through Isaac and Jacob. Listen to what Paul wrote in his letter to the Romans.
For this is the statement of the promise. At this time I will come, and Sarah will have a son. And not only that, but Rebekah conceived children through one man, our father Isaac. For though her sons had not been born yet, or done anything good or bad, so that God's purpose according to election might stand, not from works, but from the one who calls, she was told, the older will serve the younger.
When God chose Jacob, he was not excluding Esau and his descendants from salvation. In fact, today there are more Palestinian believers than Messianic Jews. Jacob simply became the channel to give birth to the Savior of the world. So, in understanding God's mercy and grace, let's remember that this principle to live by is so important. We must understand that God's elective grace is not only based on who He is, but is also directly related to His love for all lost humanity. Jesus died for the sins of the whole world.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the first ever multimedia study Bible. Through QR codes, you can access 1,500 videos as Dr. Gene Getz teaches 1,500 Bible principles. For more information, go to BiblePrinciples.org.